It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I'm reminding myself of how some of my old ways can still be triggered. You know, as we, you know, allow the past to be in the past and we put aside old ways of thinking and behaving, when our buttons get pushed, sometimes those old ways can be triggered. My case in point, you know, in the grocery store, and I'm recalling an incident that happened, and, you know, a man in the line, and he thought I was trying to skirt him in the line, in which I sincerely was not, and he called me a name, and in a nanosecond, I fired back and called him a name. You know, he had pushed my button, and it was like all goodwill just went completely out of the window. It was only seconds later, and I did feel a sense of remorse, but by the time I got out of the line and could have approached a man to apologize, he was already gone. I did feel remorse because I felt like my response was more characteristic of who I was maybe 10 or 15 years ago than who I am today. But then a few moments later, I lightened up and I thought about how I would be armed differently the next time around. That night, I asked for forgiveness, but I really thanked God for giving me this lesson on, you know, showing me how I can contribute to dimming my own light. And I think this is what God appreciates, not only that we experience something like that, but we learn from it. Paul teaches us that even when we are weak, we are strong. Today's scripture, Ephesians 4:31, let all bitterness and wrath be put away from you and be forgiving to one another as God in Christ forgave you. Today, I'm going to watch out for those ways that I dim my own light, and I'm going to be armed differently the next time around. Finally, share this B moment because others also desire to be inspired.